This is Greg Maraglia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of December 3rd, 2013. A Cairo court on Sunday released 17 people arrested last month during a crackdown by authorities on homosexuality. They had been charged with practicing homosexuality and inciting debauchery and were sentenced to 3 years in prison in order to pay a fine of 5,000 Egyptian pounds. The defendants have been given leave to appeal against the sentence to a higher court. Although homosexuality is not specifically outlawed in Egypt, it is a conservative society and discrimination is rife. Gay men are frequently arrested and typically charged with debauchery, immorality, or blasphemy. In October, Egyptian security forces arrested 57 people in a wave of arrests triggered by the raising of the rainbow flag at a music concert. The overwhelming majority of those arrested were not involved in the flag incident. However, they were arrested over their perceived sexual orientation in the following days. And in Australia, marriage equality is one step closer. Earlier this month, more than 61.6% of those who voted on the advisory measure supported marriage equality. Now it's up to the country's legislature to make it happen. And this week, the federal parliament passed a marriage equality bill by a vote of 43 to 12. The bill will now go on to the House of Representatives, where it's expected to pass easily, making marriage equality a reality before Christmas. In her third reading speech before the final vote, the Labor leader of the Senate, Penny Wong, said Australians had voted in the postal survey to reject discrimination, not to extend it. She added that marriage equality sent a message to LGBTQI people that your love is not lesser, nor are you. It says you are one of us. And in Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau formally apologized to the nation's LGBT citizens for past acts of discrimination. The government has earmarked more than $100 million to compensate members of the military and other federal agencies whose careers were sidelined or ended due to their sexual orientation. The money will be paid out as part of a class action lawsuit settlement to employees who were investigated, sanctioned, and sometimes fired as part of the so-called gay purge, similar to the one that happened here in the United States in the 1950s. The apology has surpassed what any other country has done to make amends to LGBTQ people. Among apology-related initiatives include the government putting $250,000 towards community projects to combat homophobia and provide support for people in crisis. And here locally, Santa Rosa Gaydar invites you to a holiday bingo party hosted by the Grayton Resort and Casino, benefiting the UndocuFund for fire relief in Sonoma County. This is a fund that supports undocumented persons who suffered losses during the recent wildfires and who are not eligible for funds from state or federal resources. This event takes place on Sunday, December 10th from 1 to 5 p.m. inside the Event Center at the Grayton Resort and Casino. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Maraglia.